Today's message is Be of the Kingdom of God. This is part three in our series, Becoming Fishers of Men, also known as Reaping the Benefits of God. And if you want to reap the benefits of God, you want to be of the Kingdom of God. That, and as I was saying, that means doing things God's way. And to do things God's way, we need to be able to hear God. We need to, in our heart, as I said, we need to be able to hear what He is guiding us to do. He will be taking you places in life. He will be leading you into greater things in your life, greater things than you could ever imagine He has planned for you. You can accomplish a lot more than you think you can. And maybe you're looking back at your life and said, well, Ted, I haven't accomplished anything yet. Don't worry. When you start to hear from God and follow what God is saying, you will accomplish great, great, great things. This is the blessing of God. But we have to be of the Kingdom of God to get those results. And we have to be hearing from God so that we know what to do. Because we can also be of the world. We have two choices. We can be of the world or we can be of the Kingdom of God. Now, if we do things according to the world, if you look around in the world, you see a lot of people that have problems. And I know some of you might be thinking now, if I have to be of God, maybe I can't have any fun. And that's not what I'm saying. You know, sometimes you get that misconception, but that's not what I'm saying. Being of God, we can be successful. We can have the greatest relationship. We can be the most successful. We can have incredible health if we're of God. If we're of the Kingdom of God, we can reap blessings and benefits in all ways because that is the will of God. That's what He wants for us. Being of the world, we are going to struggle. We're going to have to work hard to get things done. We're going to have difficulties and challenges and problems that we cannot solve. We will try a lot of different solutions, but we will not find a solution being of God, of the world. But if we're of the Kingdom of God, the solutions are already there. You already have the solution. I'm telling you that when we start to use the system, which is the Kingdom of God, this is what Jesus was teaching. He said He came to bring the Kingdom of Heaven. He was talking and He was using, it was a system, not just a place. Yes, it's within our hearts, it's within us, the Kingdom of God. But it's not just a place, it's a system that gives us supernatural power, gives us authority over the problems, the difficulties, and the challenges of our life. And when we use that system, when we put it into action, it does the same thing every time. It will conquer and overcome everything of this world. There is nothing that is impossible for it. It may look impossible. If you're of the world, it will look impossible. But if you're of the Kingdom of God, it will not be impossible. You will be empowered. You'll be given the power and the authority to overcome every problem. That means sickness or disease has no power when you're of the Kingdom of God. You can overcome it. It does not matter what the reports say or what the doctors say. You can overcome it if you're acting and in alignment with the Kingdom of God. If you're of God, you will be able to overcome those problems. They have no challenge. There's no challenge for you. You just have to believe it and speak it and be in alignment with what God is saying, and you will receive it. This is a guarantee. This is a guarantee that we have by what God did. God fulfilled the promises. Now God, when He was speaking, He was giving us promises and saying, here's what I want your life to be. You have to know what those promises are. What are those promises that God was giving to you? You have to know what those are. He was saying great things. He said, be blessed. Now, He didn't say just be blessed in one area. He wants you to be blessed in every single area of your life. He wants you to be blessed in your career, in your relationships, in your health. He wants you to be blessed on all levels of your being. He wants you to be blessed from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night. He wants you to be blessed at breakfast and lunch and dinner. He wants you to be blessed in all ways, at all times, with no exceptions at all. Amen. 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 Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Thank you. So, as we understand that, and now we have to step out of the kingdom of the world in order to stay in the kingdom of God. If we want solutions, if we want the results that God gets, and how do we know the results that God gets? We take a look at what Jesus did. Jesus is God, has come down onto the earth into a physical body to bring the kingdom of heaven onto the earth and to show us, look, here's how it works. This is like somebody unveiling a new invention and pulling back this canvas off the top of it and say, ta-da, here it is. Check it out. I mean, this thing's got all the bells and whistles. It's got incredible horsepower. It can go 0 to 60 and like nothing. I mean, this is a supercharged piece of machinery right here, and it will fix everything if you use it right. And now goes on to show you, here's how it works. And we see it working as Jesus is walking upon the earth. He heals people who were blind from birth, who were crippled from birth. We see all kinds of sicknesses being healed. He casts out spirits, meaning things that have dark forces, have no ability over you. They cannot stop you. He increases and multiplies. Remember, he blessed this fish and bread, and it increased and multiplied. He was showing how the kingdom of heaven works, how this system has power and authority, and how it does amazing, amazing things in your life when you use it. And he was bringing this kingdom of heaven, God is bringing it down, and he gives it to you and says, here you go. You receive that kingdom of heaven when you invite Jesus to come into your heart, when you say, yes, I believe this. Yes, I believe he was showing me the system by which to live by. And when we receive that, now the door opens to the kingdom of heaven. We are filled with the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of love. We now have God's Spirit on the inside, which is powering us. And now it's flowing out of us to do all the things of the kingdom of God. Now, what sometimes can trip us up is we know a lot of things of the world. And we think we know how to live in the world. But we don't want to be of the world. We want to be of the kingdom of God. Yes, we are living in the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Okay? We have to make a distinction there. And we have to separate our understanding so that we understand that, yes, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I am of the kingdom of God. And we have to now break the old beliefs and the old understanding of how the world works. Because if you keep thinking how the world thinks, if you keep acting how the world acts, if you keep trying to solve your problems, is another way to say that. If you're trying to solve your problems the way the world solves their problems, you're going to continue to struggle. You're going to continue to have difficulty. You're going to continue to have problems because you're going to try a lot of solutions, but you will not find the solution by doing it the way the world is doing it. So now we've got to change. Because now think about this. Take a moment here. Everything that we're believing is what we are creating in our life. Because if we're believing it, it's creating thoughts and it's creating motions. And those thoughts are creating words. So the things that we're saying are coming out of what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And those thoughts and those emotions are coming out of what we're believing. Now, if we're believing that the world works according to the way the world tells us that it works, we're going to be manifesting the same results that the world is getting. We're going to be having the same problems that the world is having. Now, yes, when we grew up and a lot of us weren't talking to God, I know I wasn't talking to him this way, I was believing what the world was telling me. And I was acting in alignment with what the world was telling me, and guess what? I was getting the same results that the world is getting. And they weren't good. They weren't good results. They weren't the life that I wanted to have. They weren't a life of victory. It was not a life of adventure and excitement and joy. There were no miracles in it. It was kind of boring and drudgery, and I kept trying all kinds of things, but I did not see anything changing. So if we're going to step out of the world, being of the world, and step into being of the kingdom of God, the first thing we have to do is we have to change what we are thinking. And I want to go to a few verses here because Jesus is emphasizing what I've been talking about, that we're not of the kingdom. Here Jesus answers and he says, "My kingdom is not of this world." He's talking to Pilate here and he's saying, "My kingdom is not of this world." And here in James, it says, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." So we want to separate ourselves from the way, and they're not saying that we can't be in the world, because we are in the world. So they're not saying you can't be in the world, you know, take yourself out. No, they're not saying that. They're saying that we don't want to do things trying to solve our problems in life the way the world solves their problems. And we have a lot of things can come up for us. You can have trouble paying your bills, having trouble getting your career moving or your business moving. You know, all these kind of little difficulties come up. But how do we solve those problems? He is saying here that if we try to do them the way the world does, you know, we're becoming a friend of the world. If we believe that, if we're acting on that, if we're speaking that, if you're speaking that, now you're in alignment with the world. But you become an enemy of God. You want to be speaking what God is speaking. You want to be feeling what God is feeling. You want to be thinking what God is thinking, and you want to be acting with what God is acting. But you can't do that if you're believing what the world is believing. You have to change what you are believing. Don't worry, God has provided for that. It's okay. There's a way to do it. If we go down a little further. Now this talks about, in Romans 12, verse 2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." It is saying here in Romans 12 that we can renew our mind. We can make our mind new, a new mind, meaning new thoughts, new beliefs. And as a result, we'll have new emotions and we'll take new actions. We can live in a different way than we've been living. So we can change everything, is what this verse is saying. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is good news. We can change everything and we can start to live in a new way. Now, how do we do that? We have to know what God is saying. That's why we need to have that personal relationship so we can be hearing God. When we're of the world, mostly what we hear is we hear what the world is saying. We hear what the world is doing and we hear what the results are of the world. And quite often we get caught up in that and we get, it's like an illusion that all we can see now and the only possibilities we can see are what the world is happening. But if we get, God starts to work in us and we start to develop our relationship with God, listening to Him, now a veil begins to lift from our eyes and we start to see something new. We start to see something new because we've started to believe something new. You start to believe something new when you hear what God is saying. You're hearing what God is saying now as I'm speaking. The Spirit within you is starting to tell you there's something else. And now the veil is beginning to lift. The darkness is beginning to lift so you can see beyond the physical world and you can see the things of the kingdom of God. The things of the kingdom of God don't take you out of this world. You're still in this world. You're still going to be, you can still have fun. Some people go, "Oh, if I'm going to be of the kingdom of God, it's going to be so boring. I'm not going to get to have any fun. God doesn't want me to do anything cool anymore." No, no. You can still be successful in the kingdom of God. In fact, you can be more successful. You can still have fun and a joyous life and have your life filled with love and a great relationship. And that's what God wants you to do. But we want to do it the way God does. If we start a business, we don't want to do it according to what the world is telling us how to do it. We want to find out from God. "I know you're telling me to start this business, God. How do you want me to do it?" "Okay, God, I have these bills here. I could do it the way the world is doing it, trying to solve my problems. Maybe I need to take out a loan," is what, you know, the world does sometimes. But you want to consult God and find out, "God, what do you want me to do to solve this problem?" When we start to do that, He gives us answers and we start to get solutions. Solutions beyond what you knew. Because remember, he is now renewing your mind. As the words of God come into your heart, and the words of God are truth, the words of God are light. That light of truth comes in, it begins to illuminate and make clear to you, makes clear in your mind that some of the things you're doing in the world doesn't make any sense and is not going to work. And now you start to get illuminated. Along with that, you begin to see possibilities of what else you can do. What else can I do to overcome these problems? We've got to let the light come in, God's words, his truth, to come into us. We got to be receptive to that. We want to renew our minds, because if we continue believing what the world believes, we will never be living according to the kingdom of God, because we got to believe the truths of God in order to be of the kingdom of God. So as we hear these truths from God, and we can get them in several different ways. We can get them through reading scripture. The truths are there. When we meditate on it, he will open and reveal to us his truth for our life. So even though the Bible may seem like something ancient, something distant, something that has nothing to do with me, it's the history of these people that happened a long time ago. When you meditate on it and talk to God about it, he opens to a deeper spiritual meaning and he reveals to you the truth behind the story, beneath the story, beyond the literal story within those words. He starts to show you his truth is there, and now he shows you how it fits for your life and how to act on it. Your mind is being renewed by this.
Amen.
As you get into the Word of God, your mind is being renewed and changed. No longer believing the things of the world, but now you begin to believe the truths of God. As more and more truth comes in and you believe more and more truth, your thoughts change. Now you begin to think the thoughts of God. You begin to feel the emotions of God, which is a very peaceful, loving emotion. It's not chaotic and disturbing. It's very peaceful. And now you begin to act in alignment with the kingdom of God. It happens through, as he's saying here in Romans 12, renewing our minds. We've got to change the beliefs that we have about our life, about ourselves, about the world. We can't do that on our own, though, because how can you see beyond who you think you are? You are limited. You can only see so far. When you look in the mirror, you could make a list of, well, here's who I think I am. And you would do that based on your experiences and what you know about yourself and what other people have told you about yourself. The problem is, you're so much more than what you think you are. And if you're believing this is who I am, you can't see beyond that. But now when we start to ask God, who created us, who am I? Who have you created me to be? What am I capable of? God begins to open, knock down those walls where you thought you ended and show you that you're so much greater than that, that you can do so much more than what you thought you could do. And your plan, the plan for your life is so much greater than you thought it was. And now you start to see it with new eyes. You begin to see yourself with new eyes. Now, for that to happen, as I said, we got to get into the Word. We also got to know the promises of God. These are things that God has said about you. He has said things about you. He said he wants your life to be blessed. He said that he wants you to prosper in all seasons, meaning he wants you to be successful in everything you put your hand to in life. He wants you to be successful. If you get into a relationship, he wants that to be a successful relationship. If you go and start a business, he wants it to be a successful business. No matter what you put your hand to, what God sees for you is that you can be successful at it. And not just mediocre successful. I get by, I pay the bills, I'm able to pay my rent successful. That's not what he's saying. When he says a promise and he says he wants you to be that successful and prosper in everything you put your hand to, he is saying he wants you to be super successful. He wants you to be successful than other people in the world, because if other people start to see how you are prospering by using the kingdom of God, and as I said, we saw how Jesus was using the kingdom of God to heal people miraculously, immediately. We saw how he was changing the world and making it more like the kingdom of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is where it comes into the fishermen, becoming fishermen series. Is because once you have started to see the world in a new way, and now you are speaking the words of the kingdom of God, the promises of God, and you are thinking the thoughts of God, and you are feeling that peaceful emotion in you, now, when you go into the world, you change situations. You change people. And you do it just by hearing what God is saying to do and doing what God is telling you to do. Kirsten, come up here for a moment. I'm putting Kirsten on the spot. She has no idea what I'm going to say. But a couple of months ago, Kirsten was doing exactly that. She heard from God. God said something to her. What did God say?
150. And said it a few times, and I didn't know at first what it was. It was first thing in the morning when I just woke up, and there wasn't another thought in my head. And so I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, 150, what does that mean? He goes, you know what it means. And I said, yeah, you're right, I do know what it means. And it meant $150 I was supposed to give to this person at work. And I struggled with it because it's not my idea to give $150 to everybody every day, you know. That's not my plan. I didn't wake up on my own.
So what did you do?
What did I do? So I prayed and I kept asking and asking, and then I talked to my husband, and he said, definitely do it. So I got the money ready, and he told me to put it in an envelope and put it in my pocket. And this person that I was supposed to give it to was not supposed to be at work that day because she doesn't work every day. So I said, well, God, if she's there, then I'm supposed to give it to her. I know I'm supposed to give it to her. She wasn't there first thing, but an hour later, she was there. Okay, God. And then, so I found her, and we sat down, and I said, I know you believe in God, but here's what happened to me this morning. So I shared with her what God told me, and we both started crying, and she said to me, I'm down to my last $17 in my bank account. And then we just cried more, and she said, you know, I can't take this from you. She said, I said, it's not for me. I said, it's really not for me. It's from God. I have to do this. So we prayed together.
And you gave it to her.
I gave it to her.
And what happened after that? Because something happened later in that day to her.
Yep. So then we left because I was exhausted and I had work to do.
Exhausted from crying.
I was. She came up to me later and she said, you won't believe what happened. She said, the principal found me and he said, oh, good, you're here. And he said, why are you here? And she said, well, I'm just going to work on some things, planning some things. And he said, perfect. He said, I was looking for a reason to pay you for today. So she was doubly blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Kirsten. So Kirsten did something I'm talking about. This is different than the way the world works. You don't wake up in the morning and decide to give money away, right? Amen? But here she's hearing the voice of God. And this is the first step. She hears God. She's been renewing her mind to the kingdom of God. So she knows God works in a different way. He doesn't work the way the world works. And he gets different results as a result of that. And so she's been renewing her mind to that. And now she hears God tell her to do something. And she goes and she does it. And now look what happens here. This person was praying and asking God for help.
Yes.
That person at work was asking for help. I'm down to my last few bucks, God. What should I do? Kirsten comes having the kingdom of God on the inside of her. Kirsten is bringing the kingdom of God to this person. Now, there are people who believe in God, but they're still living of the world. And what I mean by that is they're still trying to solve their problems the way the world solves their problems, rather than doing what God is telling them, hearing, having the relationship with God to hear what is being said. But here, Kirsten, when she comes, she brings the kingdom of God and she shares it. She gives it to this lady. The lady receives the blessing of God. And I'm not just talking the money. I'm saying that she received that spirit. She received it. This is why there were so many tears of joy happening there. And they were praying and thanking God, because one person was asking God, another one was hearing God. And when the person that was hearing acted on what God said, the other person's prayer was answered.
Amen?
Amen. And the kingdom of God is now working. It's not working according to the world. It's working according to the system that God has created for the people. Now, when this lady receives the kingdom of God, she receives the blessing. The blessing is now on her. It's on her, and it starts to go to work already. Something begins to change in her life. What happens later? She bumps into the principal who gives her more money. So more increase happens because Kirsten shared the blessing of God, the kingdom of God, with her. And you can do that in other ways besides money, but that's what God said to her. So she did. So whenever you do what God tells you to do for someone else, it doesn't matter what it is. If God says to do something and you do it, you now share the kingdom of God. You share the blessing. It gets on that person. And now that person starts to receive increase in supernatural ways also in their life.
Amen.
Yes, amen to that. And that's what's happening. And that's the cool part here. This is why this is part of our series, Becoming Fishers of Men, Reaping the Benefits of God. Because when we start to get ourselves out of the world and start living according to the kingdom of God and acting according to it, other people now can break it. Remember, it's like we're living in an illusion, that the whole world is blinded and they're in an illusion and all they can do is what they see. And if they keep seeing problems and they keep seeing, oh, this is the way the world solves their problems, that's the way they keep trying to do it, everybody is blinded by the illusion. Everybody is supporting the illusion by acting on the illusion. We can break that illusion.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
We can break that illusion by now listening to the truths of God, the Word of God, and acting in alignment with the kingdom of God, meaning do things in a different way according to what God is telling us. And if the more of us that do that, and here it was just one person doing that, broke the illusion, lifted the veil, and changed the person's life. We can all do that. The more of us that now live according to the truth of God rather than the illusion of the world, the more of us that live according to the truth of God, the more the veil can be lifted, and the more the illusion can be broken, and the more everyone can receive the blessing of God in their life. And this is what we want to do. But in order to do that, as I said, we have to be hearing from God and developing that relationship with Him. We have to be living according to His promises, meaning know what He said, believe what He said. If we have faith and believe what He said, and now we act upon that, we start to change our life. And we start to see in a whole new way. The ways of the world are different than the ways of God. Have to use God's ways to get His results.
Amen?
Amen? Now, we read a few verses here, and I think the important thing for us to really get into and remember is that we have to keep believing in faith. Understand. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. The worlds were created, he's saying framed, created by the Word of God. So that's how the world was created in the beginning, by the Word of God. Now, at some point, though, rather than continuing to speak the words of God and act in alignment with God and think the thoughts of God, somebody decided to go out and do it their own way. come up with a better way, they thought. You can't do a better way than if God created the world, then if we use what God is saying, we can get the best results. So he created it from the beginning. We have to go back to the way he framed it by using the kingdom of God. So that the things, now this is how he created it, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So when he created the world, it was not created from things that you could see out there in the physical. It was created from the invisible. Your world is still being created that way. According to what you believe is what you get. If you believe you're going to have a bad day, I'm sorry for you. But if you believe you're going to have a great day, if you believe that you're going to be successful, you are going to be successful. When we start to get that into alignment with what God is saying about us, and we start to believe according to what God is saying, now we start to manifest a different life. We've got to renew the mind, though, so that we're not of the world. Yes, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God, meaning we are believing the promises of God. We are speaking the things of God, the truths of God, and we are getting kingdom results.
Amen.
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 So you want to change your life?
Yes.
Do you want to change the world? This is the adventure that God has put us on. He has given us the ability and the power. When God came down and walked on the earth as Jesus, he took all the authority, but he didn't keep it. He gave it to you. When you invite Jesus into your heart, you receive authority, power. And it is the power to lift the veil of illusion that tries to blind us to what the truth is, so that we can break out of the way the world lives and start living according to the blessings that God has laid up for us. That is the authority that we have. And this is the mission that you are on. You are on a mission, and you can do this by changing what you are believing. You will manifest a new life.
Amen.
A life of success, a life of adventure, a life of mystery, a life of all things are possible, a life of health and love and happiness. This is the life that God has for you. And by sharing and living that life, you are breaking the illusion for other people that you come into contact with. When you act on what God is telling you, just like Kirsten did, you break the illusion that the person is living under so they can now live in a new way. We start to lift the veil of illusion for the people around us by acting in alignment with the kingdom of God. This is how we become good fishers of men, by thinking what God is thinking, feeling what God has put into our hearts, and doing the things that God is asking us to do. By living by the kingdom of God, we can change the world. You can change the world. You can change your life by changing what you believe, and you can change the world by acting on what God has put into you and given you in all ways. Say amen to that.
Amen.